Bushu and in a way Magani duck pish, Gubernicia que indigo mong in du dame. Elaine Fleming in dish in a cars, ga osa squadge me cog in dun jaba, ga masqua wako cog in da. Oh, Bushu. I'm going to continue talking about the 1889 Nelson Act and the three council meetings that happened at the Cass Lake Reservation in 1889. And again, I'm just going to be thinking about De Bui Win, about the truth. And the 1889 Nelson Act was, quote, an act for the relief and civilization of the Chippewa Indians and the state of Minnesota, end quote. Anton Troyer said that this act had two purposes. One was to implement the 1887 Dawes Act, and secondly, implement the recommendations of the Northwest Indian Commission. And again, the Northwest Indian Commission was the effort by the government to convince the Ojibwe people to remove to the newly established White Earth Reservation, and in that way it would open up the land for use by the government, by the settlers, by the business people, the land of the Ojibwe people. And the proceeds from the sale of lands were to be placed in a fund within the treasury for a period of 50 years, with annual payments of interest made to individual Ojibwe Indians. After 50 years, the fund would be divided and paid to all the Ojibwe. After 50 years, nothing was left in this fund. And in 1948, the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, which was established in 1934 under the Indian Reorganization Act, the MCT filed a claim for an accounting of that fund, which would eventually lead to a $28 million settlement, which occurred last year in 2012. This Nelson Act and the Allotment Act was supposed to be done in a spirit of fairness. That's what was said in the Rice Commission report. In order to do that, 500 copies of the Nelson Act were distributed, and several hundred copies of the General Allotment Act were also distributed to the Ojibwe people. We understand during that time that this was the assimilation era, and that our children were beginning to go to the schools to be assimilated and to learn to read and write, etc. But for the most part, our people were not literate at the time in the English language. This Nelson Act and the Allotment Act, it was all about cession of land and a relinquishment of our rights to those lands. In order for them to get this agreement, the Rice Commission, the Minnesota Chippewa Commission, had to get 2/3 of all the male adults on the Ojibwe reservations to agree to the Nelson Act. And they also had to take the census so that they could figure out how many people would get lands allotted to them. During that time, 40 acres on the Cass Lake Reservation, on the Leech Lake Reservation, Winnebogoshish, 40 acres would be allotted to individuals for sugarbush, and 40 acres would also be allotted for agricultural purposes. Just a note that today my mother has allotment land. She has an interest in allotment land, the sugar bush up on Big Lake. and an interest in allotment land for agricultural purposes. And it's if you cross the bridge, the car bridge on Highway 2, and you look to the south and you'll see a little bit of an island, and that's part of her agricultural land. In 1868, there were at least 30,000 Ojibwe in Minnesota. When they did the census in 1889, they found that on the Cass Lake Reservation that there were 241 people. And these were the people that actually were able to come to be counted at the council meetings. We don't know if there were ones who were not able to make it, like the old people or the sick people. Maybe children weren't able to come for this census taking. On the total for all the Pillager and Winnebago Shish bands, the Cass Lake Otter Tail and Leech Lake bands, the total count at that time was 1,708 Ojibwe people. Again, on Cass Lake, there were 67 male adults, 71 female adults, 53 minor males, 43 minor females. There was one orphan male, and there were 6 orphan females. Also of interest to me was that the Otter Tail Ojibwe were counted, and they were the second largest group of people at that time. There were 657 of them in total, and they were the ones that were eventually removed to the White Earth Reservation. And with this, there would be great loss of our land base. Today, if you travel out to Otter Tail Point, where we do a lot of sugar bushing, where I go to gather wild onions, you will find just a lot of resorts out there. You'll find a lot of tourists with nice fancy houses out there. And the Ojibwe are gone. So in Cass Lake, there were 3 councils that were held on August 23rd, August 24th, and again on August 26th. The first council meeting on August 23rd, 1889, Henry Rice was the chairperson of the Minnesota Chippewa Commission. Rice was a former trader, a treaty negotiator, and a senator from Minnesota. He said to the Ojibwe people, quote, "I know there are unsettled matters, the reservoir." And that's the thing that I'm going to talk about in the next session that I do on the radio. These reservoirs, and then the law and the resulting land loss also from the 1889 Nelson Act. Unsettled matters. I want to say chi miigwech, bisantawi yeg, miigwech, and meet you.